News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday tore into the opposition over the protests against the new agri-marketing laws, accusing them of playing tricks against the farmers. The attack comes when thousands of farmers are gathered at the entry points of the national capital, seeking the repeal of the three laws which Modi called historic. The farmers are being misled on these historic agriculture reform laws by the same people who for decades have misled them, he said, referring to the opposition parties, but not directly naming them. Modi was addressing a public meeting in his Lok Sabha constituency, Varanasi, where he was scheduled to spend several hours. Modi said apprehensions and protests are being whipped up by those opposing the acts, adding they are misleading society. These same people have in the past played tricks with farmers in the name of MSP, loan waiver and fertilizer subsidy, he said, adding that farmers have been duped for quite a long time. Efforts are on now to ensure doubling of farmers' income, Modi said, listing schemes launched for them. The All India Kisan Sangharsh Coordination Committee hit out at Modi for his defense of the farm bill, saying it shows that the government is completely opposed to resolving the demands of the farmers. In a statement, the AIKSSC said the Prime Minister's defense of the three farm bills in his Mann Ki Baat episode shows government is completely opposed to solving demands of farmers. India on Monday said the most important challenge facing the region is terrorism and that elimination of this threat will help it realize its true potential, including in the economic sphere. In an address at the virtual meet of the Council of Heads of Government of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu particularly mentioned the cross-border terrorism and called for combating the menace under a collective approach. In a clear reference to Pakistan, Naidu said, "We are particularly concerned about states that leverage terrorism as an instrument of state policy. The most important challenge faced by us is terrorism, particularly cross-border terrorism," he said. Naidu said that elimination of the threat of terrorism will help the region realize its true potential. India is hosting the meet for the first time after it gained full membership of the influential grouping in 2017, and it will take place in the virtual format. In another reference to Pakistan, Naidu said it is unfortunate that there were attempts to deliberately bring bilateral issues into the SCO and described it as a blatant violation of principles and norms of the charter of the grouping. In mid-September, India's National Security Advisor Ajit Doval walked out of a virtual meeting of top security officials of the SCO member states after the Pakistani representative projected a map that inaccurately depicted Kashmir. India had slammed Pakistan for the blatant disregard to the norms of the meeting. US President-elect Joe Biden on Monday named Janet Yellen as his Treasury Secretary and Indian-American Neera Tandon as Director of Office of Management and Budget, as he announced key members of his economic team. If confirmed by the US Senate, Yellen, 74, will be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history, and the first person to have served as Treasury Secretary, Chair of the Council of Economic Advisers, and Chair of the Federal Reserve. She has previously been confirmed by the Senate on four separate occasions. Tandon, 50, if confirmed by the Senate, would be the first woman of color and first Indian-American to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Tandon's career has focused on pursuing policies designed to support working families, foster broad-based economic growth, and curb rampant inequality. Another proud day for Indian Americans to see Neera Tandon be nominated for a cabinet-level position in the next administration. This position at OMB is a wide-ranging role with broad powers to manage trillions of dollars of the US budget. If anyone had any doubts that our community has arrived politically, this election cycle is proof enough. India's Pura founder M.R. Rangaswamy and an eminent philanthropist and venture capitalist told PTI. Announcing key members of his economic team, Biden also named Wole Adeyemo as Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, Cecilia Rouse as Chair of the Council of Economic Advisers, and Jared Bernstein and Heather Boucher as members of the Council of Economic Advisers. Biden would formally introduce his team on Tuesday. The crisis-tested team will help the Biden administration lift America out of the current economic downturn and build back an economy that gives every single person across America a fair shot and an equal chance to get ahead, a statement said. These choices reflect the president-elect's commitment to building an administration that looks like America, drawing on the diverse backgrounds and lived experiences of some of our nation's foremost economic experts, it said. And Pakistan's lonely elephant Kawan arrived in Cambodia by cargo plane on Monday to start a new life with 600 fellow pachyderms at a local sanctuary, the result of years of campaigning for his relocation by American singer Cher. Cher was on the tarmac at the airport of Cambodia's second biggest city, Siem Reap, to greet the elephant and met the vets who accompanied Kawan on his long journey in a custom-made crate with more than 200 kilograms of food to keep him busy. Animal rescue organization Four Paws said 36-year-old Kawan, who had spent most of his life at Islamabad Zoo without a companion, would be released from his crate in daylight on Tuesday at a sanctuary. Kawan was eating, was not stressed. He was even a little bit sleeping, standing, leaning at the crate wall. He behaves like a frequent flyer, said Amir Khalil, a Four Paws vet. The flight was uneventful, which is all you can ask for when you transfer an elephant. The multi-award-winning singer posed for pictures at the airport in sunglasses and a black face mask, holding up a Pakistan vehicle license plate bearing her name and that of the elephant. Cher had written songs pressing for Kawan's release from the grim, isolated conditions at Islamabad Zoo, and she had spent the last few days with him in Pakistan. Dozens of wildlife workers and experts led by Four Paws had used a winch and rope to pull the sedated elephant into the crate before he was loaded onto the Russian-built cargo plane. His crate had the words #FreeKawan painted on the outside. Neth Fiektra, Secretary of State and spokesman of Cambodia's Environment Ministry, lauded Four Paws and Cher for their efforts to help Kawan and said Cambodia would be the ideal home for him. Cambodia is pleased to welcome Kawan. No longer will he be the world's loneliest elephant, he said at a welcome ceremony. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.